Are you looking to invest in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, or Litecoin? GV Computers, a trusted name in computer and cybersecurity, can help you buy or sell cryptocurrency easily and safely. Contact them by phone at 888-844-7806. If you are just getting your feet wet in Bitcoin, the friendly staff at GV will be happy to answer all your questions. Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on ranked choice voting. Sneaky politicians in Maine have failed to kill off a voter-approved law, making Maine the first state in the nation to allow ranked choice voting. The new ranked choice system of voting will stay in effect statewide until at least the next legislative session in January, after two legislative efforts to kill it off failed on Wednesday. The short video from the Fair Vote website explains how ranked choice works.
As Americans, one way we express our freedom is by voting. But too many elections have low voter participation, negative campaigns, and outcomes that don't reflect what most voters want. Fortunately, our cities are leading the way to an innovative solution: ranked choice voting. With ranked choice voting, voters participate in a single, high turnout election with real choices, where candidates need to reach out to more voters to win. So, when you go to vote for mayor, you're not limited to just one candidate. You gain the power to rank as many candidates as you want in order of choice. If no candidate has majority support, the candidate in last place is eliminated. If your favorite loses, your vote instantly goes to your next choice, and the process is repeated until one candidate wins a majority. That gives every voter an equal voice. Ranked choice voting works. It costs less than holding runoff elections, and studies show it's popular with voters and reduces negative attacks. That's why cities and states are looking to ranked choice voting to improve their elections. Would ranked choice voting help in your community? Find out more at fairvote.org.
According to Kyle Bailey, a spokesman for the Ranked Choice Voting Committee, which worked to pass the ballot measure last fall, last November, Maine's people approved ranked choice voting with the second largest vote in Maine history, and today the legislature did not stand in the way of implementing the will of the people. In an advisory opinion, the Maine Supreme Judicial Court found that the law is unconstitutional insofar as it applies to the governor's race and seats in the state legislature, but okay for Maine's state primary elections and congressional seats. It would take a two-thirds vote of the legislature to overturn the measure, so if nothing is done, the primaries in June of next year will be using the ranked choice system. Some lawmakers on Wednesday said that they may attempt to have a court block the implementation of the law, which will anger Maine's voters. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.